Hello, and thank you for tuning in to KCNI Public Affairs. My name is Jeremy Scheip, and we are joined by Sheriff Osmond with the Custer County Sheriff's Office. Glad to have you along. Thanks for coming in.
Not a problem.
Our conversation today is going to be about the fields that surround many communities here in Custer County, and more specifically, the travel to and from them for our farmers and ranchers. And then those of us that are traveling alongside the equipment that's going to those fields to accomplish that job, we're just here in the name of safety. And that's the number one thing that we're going to be conversing about today. It's a busy time for farmers and ranchers, and they've got a lot on their mind. And I think that's maybe the number one source of information when it comes to their side of things, right? It's just kind of taking a little bit of time to think about things.
Yeah, it's just that time of year where you get equipment moving up and down the road that, you know, isn't there all the time. And, you know, these guys got a job that they need to get done. And we need to remember to have a little bit of patience with them.
I did a little bit of research just because, not being directly connected to the planting season myself, I always have a hard time judging on just how far into planting season we are. And according to what I was looking up, just 26% of the state's corn and under 20% of the state's soybeans have been planted. Now, that was as of late April. So still a lot of time left to go. And I know the farmers and ranchers out there don't like hearing me say that, because that probably means many more acres to plant. But we are not out of the planting season by far, and we just need to be prepared to see that equipment on the road.
Yeah, I think the cooler temps, maybe the soil temperatures maybe slowed that down a little bit. But yeah, you know, we have farming equipment has got a lot bigger than it ever used to be, right? And it's just huge pieces of equipment. So when they're going down the road, they take up a lot of the road, or, you know, just they're long, they're wide. And so you just have to kind of pay attention to them and just understand that, you know, a tractor is going to be driving a lot slower than a car normally would. So you got to adjust braking time and passing time and stuff like that. So just paying attention a little bit.
And another piece of information I came across said that it takes less than 7 seconds for a car going 55 miles an hour to close a 400-foot gap with slow-moving farm equipment. That is little to no time at all. And like you said, that collision's not going to be with a John Deere A or B from back in the day. It's a large piece of equipment. I mean, that tire and half of an axle might weigh as much as your entire vehicle.
Yeah, that stuff isn't very forgiving. And, you know, I think it kind of revolves around both the driver of the vehicle and the driver of the farm equipment, right? You know, that equipment needs to have, at the very least, an SMV sign, you know, visible so people can see it to help grab their attention to it. And most modern equipment has flashers and blinkers, and so those need to be on and working.
Yeah, glad you mentioned that. Flashing hazards, you know, they don't always have. I think the number one thing that you kind of hear about most often when it comes to accidents with tractors is they've got flashers, but maybe not a turn indicator. If you're going to pass that equipment, which is just fine to do, you kind of have to be aware of where you're making the choice to pass, because you got to make sure they're not making a left turn into the lane or across the lane that you're going to be passing them in, right?
Correct. And then also, you know, a lot of that equipment is going into a field where there isn't a main drive that you're going to see or notice right away, like, oh, there's a road coming up, they might be turning. It's just going to be into a field entrance. And so that turn might happen, you know, when you're not expecting it.
Yeah, they could be going in and out of several different places. So yeah, pass with care. And, you know, farmers, I know that hand signals aren't the most, you know, quote unquote, sexy thing in the world, but, you know, maybe put your arm up or, you know, kind of try to get someone's attention to let them know that you're going to be turning. It'd probably be well worth the time to avoid that accident.
Yeah, it definitely would be. I mean, we don't want to see any accidents at all, and those can get... That stuff is just dangerous, and when you get into an accident with it, so a lot of unforgiving things there.
All kind of revolves around, we always kind of talk about how this seems to be the central point of a lot of our conversations, is slow down, take a little bit of extra time, everyone will be happy in the end if they make it to their destination safely. And that involves the equipment and those of us driving around it too.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Sheriff.
No problem.
As Sheriff Dan Osmond with the Custer County Sheriff's Office on KCNI Public Affairs.